It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The world does what it does. Life happens, and sometimes there are things that are kind of out of our control. But I still look at it as like we have the opportunity to choose again, to choose to think differently, to choose to take an action about gratitude, about joy, to move the momentum in a different direction.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. My name is Mafia Ansures. I am your host, and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. Today, I have Amy Mercury with me. She is a best-selling author, holistic health expert, and medical intuitive. Amy has over 23 years of medical intuitive experience and is on a mission to teach people how to raise their vibration and live a happy, healthier life. So welcome, Amy. So excited to have you here. We have so many things to talk about, but I want to go back to the beginning, like how did all of your journey start? Because I know that you just told me you have 18 books, which is insane. But where and or why did it all start?
So it started when I was 18 years old and I was in college. Wow. And I was in college for education. I was working as a nanny, and I was nannying for this British couple who had 5 kids.
Wow.
A bunch of the kids were in school. A couple of the kids were asleep. So I was, you know, just like a teenager, like, what do I do in their house?
Yeah.
And they didn't have TV, but they had a huge library. So I found this book. Wow. That was labeled Women's Studies called Jaguar Woman by Lynn Andrews, which mm-hmm. is a great book. Lynn Andrews recently passed. She was kind of like the female Carlos Castaneda. Mm-hmm. So it's all about shamanism. So that inspired me to start taking classes with the Foundation for Shamanic Studies. Mm-hmm. And through that process, I met my late medicine teacher, who trained me in an oral tradition in which she was trained by her teacher to student back many, many, many generations, that ended up being the foundation for the intuitive and shamanic skills that I now have used for 23 years to be a medical intuitive.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it was way back.
Yeah. You talk a lot about vibrations and manifestations. If in summary, for people who struggle to like understand mm-hmm. what is manifestation and how can people ultimately manifest everything they want?
That's a great question. to myself. Sometimes I also call it woman manifestation. Mm-hmm. I just like to
yeah.
get more personal.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way that I define all of that, and even through this lens of the aura, which my 18th book is about, is that we are human projectors. And so our internal state, mm-hmm. from an energetic standpoint, from down to the actual particle physics and the science of the energy and electricity in our body, which I talk about quite a bit, projects outward. It also goes through this lens of our aura, which if we clear it, cleanse it, and infuse it with high vibrational energy, we can exponentialize it. And that's how we take our internal state, project it outward, and create our reality. Hmm. So if we learn, you know, myriad hundreds, if not probably thousands, tens of thousands of different techniques to do that consciously, mm-hmm. we can manifest or will manifest mm-hmm. or create whatever we desire.
What? How'd you define the aura? Like, what's our aura and how can we keep it clean, or what are some things that you personally do to keep it clean?
So I define the aura as a biologically generated electromagnetic field made of subatomic particles called photons, mm-hmm. which also comprise light and electricity. So what that means is we are a living electromagnetic field. All of these photon particles, which are the same light that's coming from the sun, mm-hmm. from the lights here in the room, they are moving also through, there's other ones moving through our body. That's thought, that's me gesturing, that's our breathing. Everything is the result of the movement of photons. Mm-hmm. They are light, they are electricity, they're also electromagnetic force. And so they create a field around them. Mm-hmm. If we take the typical light that we put through to a lamp and we run it through an uninsulated copper wire, there's two types of particles in that. Mm-hmm. The electrons run through the wire. The photons, the light, actually travels outside of the wire mm-hmm. because it's really a field. Mm-hmm. So that's happening in every nerve fiber, or muscle fiber, everything, creating field. And then our aura is a composite field of all of that. So it's biologically generated by the processes of life and basically our aliveness. Mm-hmm. So this field around us interacts with everything. We're sitting here in our auras, we're probably like touching a little bit, saying hi, you know, we intersect with that and we project out our reality. So if we use techniques to cleanse and clear it, then we're in even better shape. So in the book, I go through probably like 20 plus techniques. We do everything from salt cleansing to egg cleansing to sound cleansing to smoke cleansing to making DIY aura mists and all kinds of like sheets of light, using joy, you know, all kinds of different things that we use to cleanse the aura. Hmm. And then later in the book, we use it to manifest things.
That's awesome. Yeah, going back to manifestation, mm-hmm. what do you think are those like main or bigger blocks, most common blocks that people have when it comes to like manifesting?
So I think for us in the Western world, where we're privileged enough that we're living in, you know, relative health and safety. So that's like the first thing. Some of this might not apply in other parts of the world, but and it could in some ways, but in this case, if that's our baseline, then one of our main blocks is simply belief. And I feel like when we tap into the aura, we tap into learn in like in the book, we learn about these subatomic particles, what they are, how they work, what we can do with them. We can move into a state of also greater belief, because really, if we can see, feel, sense, imagine something, it can be. I was just having a conversation on the way here with my friend about something that I had wanted to manifest earlier this year, and it kind of didn't land quite as to the big degree that I wanted. And now, months later, it's landing. And I said to her, it's because I came to a point where I could believe it later. I didn't 100% like totally, I thought I did mm-hmm. believe it. Some things happened and some things aligned where I believe it now. And so now it's happening, and that belief that's coming from me, the human projector, because it's about my life, mm-hmm. you know, is flowing out through life. And that belief is even influencing the behavior of other people, allowing that mm-hmm. thing to happen.
What are some like strategies that you use to get rid of fear, because I feel like fear ultimately keeps us very attached, because if we don't attach, then we feel like we're going to lose.
Yes.
But I feel like for me, everything that I've detached from, I end up manifesting. And I feel like for me is like the way of manifesting is like letting it go, but like truly letting it go and not have that like subconscious, you know, attachment of like, yeah, I'm letting it go, but in the back of my mind, I still want it really bad. Yeah. So how can someone let go of fear?
That's a great question. In my medical intuitive work, I work a lot with traditional Chinese medicine. So the fear energy, the emotion of fear, is associated with the kidney meridians. And there's a really fun strategy. It's really easy to just work with fear and play with its edges, because it's really about even being unattached to the fear, essentially, like finding a non-attachment to the fear, and almost like viewing it more playfully when we're safe, you know, when we're not in a dire situation. Yeah. So that strategy is actually to go outside in the night. Because just being in the night, outside at night, and in a safe place, I mean, ideally in a yard or something, you know, something like more natural as opposed to like the middle of a, you know, bad neighborhood or something. But going outside in the night, looking at the moon, looking at the stars, being out in the night, perhaps feeling like, say, you're in a yard, you know, you might feel a little fear around. You can't see. You don't know it's there. It's a primal fear. Mm-hmm. So in TCM, we use that kind of moon bathing or nighttime contemplation to allow ourselves to gently feel the fear and then let it go. Mm-hmm. It's a really simple practice.
Yeah.
One of the other things I find with fear is we can always neutralize fear with more love for ourselves too. So sometimes that can be hard to do. Like sometimes we're not feeling as loving towards ourselves.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll start, and this is a great manifestation tool as well, with what am I appreciating? What am I grateful for about myself? You know, and that helps us move into a little bit more love for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then with that self-love, we can think of it, I kind of picture it like an unconditional loving wash of light, like light pink, white, light blue, whatever gentle color we like. And that light can move through us and just shine light on the darkness, shine light on the fear, so it's not so intimidating.
Yeah.
And then we can befriend it.
And I think that was my next question. Like, how did that self-love journey start for you? And how can someone start if they're struggling with, like, loving themselves?
It's a good question, too. My medical intuitive path began, you know, meeting my medicine teacher and everything, but it was also because I was having some challenges in relationships. I was having some physical health challenges and things like that. And I reached out at the time to Carolyn Mace, who's written a lot of books. And I think she had just stopped seeing clients, so she sent me to somebody else. Mm-hmm. But that experience helped me see in my body what was manifesting was, these were symptoms of me not loving myself and being sort of angry at myself, my choices, and, you know, the romantic relationships I was in, again, in my, you know, early 20s, late teens, or quite a while ago for me. And so to find that self-love was a journey of clearing judgment for the self, anger at the self, and I think sometimes we compare ourselves to, like, I should be further along. Or so getting really, like, microscopically granular and writing some of that out and then creating a replacing belief. Like, you know, I feel really, like, discontented about these choices I made in this romantic relationship, what I accepted, the treatment I accepted, whatever. And the, you know, transformative statement would be, I can really see with love how I made those choices out of fear or, you know, lack, whatever. And I'm really grateful and appreciative of the fact that I can choose again. And at any time I can think differently.
Yeah.
So I'm opening up to that. And then that openness, I think, can make space.
I love how you, like, replace it with gratitude. And I always talk about gratitude on my podcast because you have to know a lot about, like, how, the importance of gratitude. But for those people who, like, struggle with being grateful, can you kind of explain the importance behind yes. gratitude and like the amount of energy that it carries?
It carries a lot of energy. And when we affirm through gratitude or appreciation what we want, we draw more of it into our life. Wherever we place our attention, that thing, that feeling, that situation, that essence will proliferate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's times when I'm like, if I'm feeling discouraged or like lower vibe, I'll be like, okay, I can go to two tools. I can go to joy and I can go to gratitude. Mm-hmm. So I make a list of everything I'm grateful for. I just try to like max it out in my journal. Like I usually say at least 30 things, you know, and it could be, it's so nice that it was sunny today, or it doesn't have to be like anything huge. Mm-hmm. Just stepping into that space, just making that choice. I'm really glad I got out of bed today. I'm really glad that I can walk. I'm really glad that I have clean water to drink, whatever it is. That shifts our energy, don't you think?
Yeah.
When we do that,
it starts
to shift, and then we can keep that momentum. And that's, I think all of this too, for me, I think of it as a function of taking 100% responsibility for myself. Even though the world does what it does, life happens, and sometimes there are things that are kind of out of our control, absolutely. But I still look at it as like we have the opportunity to choose again, to choose to think differently, to choose to take an action about gratitude, about joy, to move the momentum in a different direction.
Hmm. What are those like practical practices to say like that you have implemented in your life that have made the quality of your life better and like raised your energy that like people mm-hmm. can start implementing right now
Tons.
To raise their vibration or energy
Tons.
Or frequency?
So practically, I'm a big proponent of organic food, first of all. I wrote a book called The Healing Home that also talks about like your home environment in terms of what we call non-native EMFs, mm-hmm. so like EMF exposure, and also the chemical side of things. So like the fragrances and volatile organic compounds that end up in our environment. I think those are irritating, aggravating, provoking for the body. And then that is like competing with our feeling good. And my, you know, my statement for myself, and I think the intention that we all want to have from a medical intuitive standpoint is we want to feel great all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that? First of all, we appreciate when we do feel great.
Mm-hmm.
We affirm that we feel great all the time. And we look at the things that could shift that. So it would be like, I don't know, wear high heels to my book signing and then put on flats in the car if it bothers my feet. Whatever. It could be small things too.
And taking care of yourself.
Taking care of yourself. Yeah. And then the use of joy, the energy of joy. To me, joy is the highest vibration in the known universe. And we use it as an actual healing frequency in my medical intuitive work.
Hmm.
So simply just, you know, if the two of us sat here together for 5 minutes and repeated the word joy, like a mantra, we would feel white light and joyful energy move up through the space and elevate its energy. I mean, that's just what it does.
That's awesome. When it comes to like protecting your energy, what are some practices that, because it's super important,
it is
and everything is an exchange of energy, the people that you hang out with, even when mm-hmm. you go out, and there's like, especially in like a city like Miami where there's many people and so many different energies, like how can someone protect their energy?
So there's lots of great ways. In Aura Alchemy, I teach you something I've adapted from my medicine teacher, where we seal up our aura. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, of course.
So all we do, everybody who's listening or watching can do it with us. We'll just do like it as a call and response invocation. So I'll say it and then you can repeat it and then everybody can repeat
it.
Okay. So, and as we do this, we'll picture our aura.
I don't know about you besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order. I don't know about you, besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
Kind of extending out 3 feet around us in all directions. And I usually like to picture from the top of it, like there's a swirl of light coming down around it and just kind of swishing and sealing it. Uh-huh. And when we do this, we are keeping out that which is not for our highest good. It'll bounce off, but we're letting in all the goodness. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of all purpose.
Oh, that's so fun.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
So I seal and protect.
I seal and protect.
All wormholes.
All wormholes.
Portals.
Hurdles.
Doorways.
Doorways.
And openings.
And openings.
And my physical.
And my physical.
And etheric bodies.
And etheric bodies.
In all dimensions.
In all dimensions.
In all interdimensions.
In all interdimensions.
And all realities.
In all realities.
As needed.
As needed.
For my highest good.
For my highest good. Oh my gosh.
What did it feel like?
I'm super sensitive to energy, so I know I feel it.
You feel it,
yeah, and I get like goosebumps.
Yeah,
so many conversations, so many episodes, but yeah. Super good for people to like write down and do it
whenever. And just feel that, you know, swirl down around. I personally say that before I go into the airport. I always say it.
So many in big cities, big airports, cities,
concerts, even the grocery store. I'm like you. I'm an HSP. I'm an empath. I can feel. I can tell you're an empath by like your face. Yes. Yeah. We need that. So sealing up is really good, but then, you know, sealing up is like the band-aid. Mm-hmm. But the real root cause to me is owning our personal power and space. So what we do is we seek to own our space, fill our space with our unique energy. Hmm. So all the empty spaces are within our aura, our bubble, including our body, yeah. are imbued with our essence. And then I also look at it as like own the energy of your home, your car, your life, your affairs. Hmm. So I take you through a more in-depth process in aura alchemy, but a great way to do that is just affirming and stating, I own my space.
Hmm.
I own my life. I own the energy of my home. I own my car energy. I own my affairs. My space, my life, my body, my aura is filled with my energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel it radiate out. And you know, we have available to us an endless wellspring of energy that mm-hmm. can, you know, picture it. I usually picture it kind of in the center of the chest. Some people feel in the solar plexus. Some people feel in the abdomen. A wellspring, like just a bubbling spring of pure white light is available to us. Mm. So with that ever-expanding energy always just filling us and flowing out, it's our unique essence. Maybe it's from our higher self. Owning our space and letting ourselves be filled with that, then the more we're able to truly do that, we don't even need to seal up as
much. So interesting.
And it's kind of a metaphor when we do that for the idea of boundaries. Like we hear about boundaries in terms of like, you know,
emotional boundaries. Yeah,
yeah. Like in psychology.
Yeah.
You know, the way we relate. And when we own our space and own our life, we also have better boundaries. And you can think of like the people you know who are like on it.
Let's yeah.
Say. Like I have a friend who's like, she's got boundaries.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can feel her
step
essence
up for themselves.
Fills that aura. It is her.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I think sometimes when we're empaths or HSPs, we have like more spaciousness between the particles
yeah.
in our aura and in our body, which lets us be intuitive. It lets us be sensitive. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's more metal element.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's why I can be a medical intuitive and look inside people's bodies and do all the psychic
That's
stuff.
That's so crazy.
Oh but we're a little open. So if day to day we fill it in with our essence and other people's
yeah.
stuff doesn't come in.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that I've kind of had to make peace in the past couple of years because yeah. my spiritual journey has really grown a lot in the past
yeah.
like 3 years, I would say. And yeah. my mom is also super into psychology and spirituality mm-hmm. and everything.
So
and like, yeah, she like tells me like, you have to stay like
yeah.
protected and like take care of yourself because yeah. I, as sensitive as I have become and like everything makes me cry or like whenever mm-hmm. I see someone like happy, it makes me cry and I don't
me
even
too.
Mean to. Yeah,
me
I'm
too.
Just super sensitive, super, super sensitive
that
to energies. Yeah. But also I get headaches super easily when I'm in like big
yeah.
spaces. I can't be around people for so long.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like a,
it's a process.
Yeah. It's a process and it's a,
yeah,
it has two sides to it.
It's a gift, but it needs to be managed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like a good technique for that?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, this is a great technique for health as well.
Okay.
So in traditional Chinese medicine, we have that metal element is associated with the lungs and the large intestine.
Okay.
I just taught the class and I have an atomic healing method, medical intuitive certification program that I teach. It's like almost a year people get certified in my method.
Yeah.
I just taught the class on this element.
Oh,
last
wow.
night. I mean, I just talked
yeah,
about
you
it.
Talked
it's just
about it.
Funny timing.
I know.
I mean, I know it like the back of my
yeah.
hand anyway, but so that metal element is associated with the large intestine and the lungs, and the lung side of it has to do with our immune system. So a sort of ancillary energy to that metal lung channel element is the Wei Qi, W-E-I. Wei just means external. So it is the energy that comprises a lot of the elements of our immune system. It's not exclusively that, but that's part of it. It's also the energy that is our boundary, our energetic boundary, our emotional boundary, our mental, our spiritual boundary. So an awesome technique that helps so much too with headaches. I talk about it in the book. It's salt cleansing, but it's a specific way we do it for the Wei Qi. So I said you could do it outside like on pavement. You wouldn't want to do it on like grass that you didn't want to kill because you're gonna use a lot of salt.
Yeah,
I think it's a great thing to do just in the shower before you turn the shower.
Okay,
so you take like a big thing of salt. You would want untreated sea salt, but
like Epsom salt. No,
Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate.
Okay,
so it's relaxing. table salt is sodium chloride. So actually that, but like even like the kind you get at Trader Joe's, whatever, like sea salt, but untreated. Because you're going to use a lot of it.
Yeah.
I just keep one of these in the shower.
Yeah.
So you take it, you know, close your eyes, and you just pour the heck out of it all over your head.
On your
head. Really get, if you, for the headache side of
it.
Okay. Just really get, saturate your head. And I do it dry. And then, you know, you pour it everywhere, all through the neck, especially neck, throat, massage it. You can use a little bit on your face. It'll fall on your face anyway. Just everything. Like, do it like a really so extensive, super intense dry salt scrub. What that does is it brings that wei qi, W-E-I, external qi, to the surface. So if you've been exposed to a cold, a flu, whatever, and you don't want to get it, you can do that right away.
Wow.
And you can also do it to clear, it's clearing, so it's going to make your head feel so much better.
Yeah.
And then it's going to also bring that external qi to the surface from that boundary, energetic boundary standpoint. Mm-hmm. And then you're already in the shower, so then you just can rinse it off, wash your hair. It kind of gives your hair
like
beachy waves if you wash it after.
Yeah.
Might need a little extra conditioner. Yeah. You have, you know, a lot of hair like that. But that's like, if you ever get headaches or you're feeling that way, just go salt yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, does it work.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
What are the chakras? Like, how would you explain them and the importance of taking care of them, balancing them?
Mm-hmm. So the chakras, I've written a lot of books about chakras.
Yeah.
Everybody loves chakras. The history of the chakras is very long and varied. And the first mention of them was in the Vedic text called the Upanishads, which are super duper old. And in the Upanishads and other Vedic texts, there's everywhere from 1 to 144 chakras talked about. It wasn't until the late 1800s that the Theosophical Society, founded by Helena Blavatsky, popularized the idea of the seven rainbow color chakras. Right. So personally, as a medical intuitive, I see chakras as changeable. I don't see them as necessarily fixed colors. Do some of those, you know, rainbow chakra colors show up as themes? Yes, they definitely do. So it's a great start. It's a great framework. But I also see chakras like energy centers in the minor chakra point, like the hands, the feet, but even every knuckle, you know, everything, really what a chakra is its movement of energy. And any part of our body can have a circular movement of energy, and any part of our body can actually be a portal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we close those portals when we seal up,
mm-hmm.
because things can come in and out of whatever you want to call duality mm-hmm. through these moving, circling energy centers. So balancing the chakras is an awesome idea. There's meditations in many of my books as far as using color to do that. We have a great one in Aura Alchemy that we use color in the aura and the body for balance. And ultimately it comes back to that raising frequency.
Yeah.
And my philosophy is everything exists. So the Vedic system of chakras and Ayurveda, I love, exists. The Taoist system of traditional Chinese medicine, Chinese herbalism, acupressure, acupuncture, that all exists too. Those meridians, everything exists because everything is energy and everything is interconnected.
How can we identify we have one of our chakras blocked?
So I think sometimes we see it like pretty obviously in a symptom, like we feel tightness in our chest, or we have, you know, abdominal pain, or we have heartburn, like obvious things, then that's a great place to look. Let's work with that and maybe what resonates in terms of those colors. But sometimes it's also about the flow of energy. So the chakras, and also it really holds the same for the meridian systems. In traditional Chinese medicine, the organs all have meridian systems and then extensive channels through the body. So whether we're looking at that or the chakras, it can also be just a little bit of quiet contemplation and stating something like, you know, in a meditation. You don't have to be sitting up, you can be laying down, you can just be going to bed. Something like, you know, I connect to my higher self. I ask to see, feel, sense for my highest good, where I could bring more light, more joy, more gratitude. And cause more openness, bring more love, where in my body needs more light or love. And then you can even just have your hands go to that place, or just allow your awareness to go there. It really can be that simple. We all have all of these tools within us. It's just a matter of tapping in.
Yeah. Again, you talk a lot about auras, and it's probably like in your book, but how can our aura help us with relationship compatibility?
It's a good question too. So I talk a lot about when auras overlap, like whether it's like this, we're having a chat, or you're with a friend, or you're, you know, disputing your bill at the Verizon store. So they, you know, there's a lot of different things, but especially then in romantic relationships, we can, you know, we have, first of all, gut feelings. So we sense, wow, this person feels, I mean, in there's the chemicals of attraction, of course, which can tell you things too. But then on the other, or additionally, we'll say, not the other side of it, additionally, this person feels good to me, safe to me, makes me feel happy, makes me feel, you know, and at the same time too, like, perhaps when we're like attracted to somebody with a lot of edge, this person makes me feel not totally safe too. You know, first of all, it's a gut feeling. And then if you use the techniques in Aura Alchemy and you've learned to feel, sense, taste, smell, touch, intuit auras, your own included, even just what happens in your own aura, then you can assign and feel, not really assign, but sense. Some people feel color. Some people feel sounds, music, a word, texture, spatiality in the aura. You can feel into that, sense into that. And then suddenly you look at that, let's say, edgy person in the bar, and you're like, oh, I see like blotches of rusty red, and it's old anger, and they have a temper.
Oh my gosh.
You know, or that person that you go on a coffee date with, and you see like all this, you know, green and pink light around their heart, and you're like, wow, that person is really full of love. I want to get closer to that. You know,
that's awesome. Thank you so much for this conversation. You just released a book in February.
I did.
I'm super excited to read. But for those of, for those people who like reading, what is the book about? Ultimately, why should they read Aura Alchemy?
Aura Alchemy is all about the particle physics of your aura, but in a really fun way. So I love to make science fun and kind of like sexy. So we talk about the particles, but then we also talk about how to see your own aura, journey into your own aura, understand other people's aura, what to do in all these cases, like a job interview, creating relationship harmony, how we can do that with our aura. What do the colors mean? How does it mean in the chakra system, the meridian system, shamanically? And then the most fun part, I think, is the end. Because then we use the actual particles in our aura that we've learned about to manifest stuff like on steroids. We manifest. I have like 10 plus things we do for manifestation in there. And then we also talk about the family aura and auras during sex and all kinds of fun stuff and what we can do with that too. So
thank you so much. Before I close off today's episode, I want to ask you a question that I ask everybody that comes and I miss me. And that is, what does healing mean to you?
It's a great question. Let me think about that. Healing to me means myriad things since I've worked in the field for so long, but it really means returning to your true essence. And I think letting go of or dissolving the obstacles to that, which could be ancestral density, karmic density, thoughts, emotions, experiences, whatever. It's ultimately uncovering the highest vibrational, highest peak potential version of yourself.
Where can people find you? Where can people find your book?
Thank you. They can find me on my website, amyleemercree.com. They can find me at amyleemercree on Instagram. They can find me all those places.
Thank you so much again. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to follow I Miss Me on social media at I Miss Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, no name project.co, to get your hoodie. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafe Answer This everywhere. And I will see you guys next week. With love, Mafe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.